أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إنني لكم منه نذير وبشير وأن استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يمتعكم متاعا حسنا إلى أجل مسمى ويؤت كل ذي فضل فضله وإن تولوا فإني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم كبير إلى الله مرجعكم وهو على كل شيء قدير. الف لام را کے معنی تو اللہ تعالیٰ کو معلوم. یہ قرآن ایک ایسی کتاب ہے کہ اس کی آیتیں دلائل سے محکم کی گئی ہیں، اور وہ کتاب ایسی ہے کہ ایک حکیم باخبر یعنی اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے آئی ہے، جس کا بڑا مقصد یہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے سوا کسی کی عبادت مت کرو. میں تم کو اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے ایمان لانے پر عذاب سے ڈرانے والا اور ایمان لانے پر ثواب کی بشارت دینے والا ہوں. اور اس کتاب کے مقاصد میں سے یہ بھی ہے کہ تم لوگ اپنے گناہ، شرک اور کفر وغیرہ اپنے رب سے معاف کراؤ، یعنی ایمان لاؤ، اور پھر ایمان لا کر اس کی طرف عبادت سے متوجہ رہو، یعنی عمل صالح کرو. بس ایمان اور عمل صالح کی برکت سے وہ تم کو وقت مقررہ یعنی موت کے وقت تک دنیا میں خوش عائشی دے گا، اور آخرت میں ہر زیادہ عمل کرنے والے کو زیادہ ثواب دے گا. اور اگر ایمان لانے سے تم لوگ اعراض ہی کرتے رہے تو مجھ کو اس صورت میں تمہارے لیے ایک بڑے دن کے عذاب کا اندیشہ ہے. یعنی عذاب کو مستبعد مت سمجھو، کیونکہ تم سب کو اللہ تعالیٰ ہی کے پاس جانا ہے، اور وہ ہر شے پر پوری قدرت رکھتا ہے. البتہ اگر وہاں تمہاری حاضری نہ ہوتی یا نعوذ باللہ اس قدرت نہ ہوتی تو عذاب واقع نہ ہوتا. بس ایسی حالت میں ایمان و توحید سے اعراض نہیں چاہیے. These are the ayats of the surah called Surah Hud. Hud is a name of a Nabi of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam Allah Ta'ala sent in this dunya. One of them is Hud. After him, this surah, part of it, this ayat you have recited, is named Surah Hud. Surah Hud is one of the few surahs of the Quran Kareem where Allah Ta'ala speaks about the azab on the nations of the past, different kinds of azab on the nations of the past when they disobeyed Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and rejected to follow the teachings of the Nabi of the time. After reminding them, explaining to them, talking to them, and different methods of getting them connected to Allah Ta'ala, but they reject, they refuse to get connected to Allah, they refuse to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala punished them. Also about incidents about the Qiyamah, that what is the conditions of the day of Qiyamah, horror of the day of Qiyamah. This surah is such that once Hadhrat Siddiq Akbar, Hadhrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that some of his Mubarak beard got a white hair. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you gone old? Aap budhe ho gaye. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, Surah Hud and its sisters made me old. Referring to the surahs, Surah Hud, Surah Waqi'ah, سورہ مرسلات، سورہ عما یتساءلون، سورہ اذا الشمس کورت، آل دیس سورہ وے اللہ تعالیٰ اسپیکس اباؤٹ قیامت. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. Allah Ta'ala describing the Qiyamah. He say, you see a mountain firm, cannot move, strong. It will take how many machineries if you have to make a road through it or what. But on the day of Qiyamah, now you see them firm, standing strong. وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. It will pass by you like how the clouds passing mountains. That is. وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفًا وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرًا إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. The sun is so bright, its lights will be taken away, it will become dull. Stars will break. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. Those camels who was carrying the baby, they will drop the baby because of the fear. Effect of the fear of the day of Qiyamah. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. When the books of the deeds will be up to miles and miles, until the furthest eyes can see all our books, records of our deeds, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. پھیلا دیے جائیں گے. Sometime you find in a room or in a house where people come and shuffle everything. People say, no, everything is capsized, everywhere lying. Things of the day of Qiyamah, our books will be lying like that. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. Jahannam will be, Jahannam itself is such horrible. 500 years distance if Jahannam is, and the person who wanted to go in Jannah through his own amals, Allah Ta'ala told the angels, and he made ibarat 500 years. Allah said, I'll give you Jannah, I'll feel sorry for you, give you Jannah. He said, Allah, feel sorry for me and give me, what about my ibadat? It means it's oath. Is his haq? Is his right? Allah Ta'ala said, okay, you feel that is your right. Okay. The angel told, take this person, just let him get a bit tip. 500 years distance where Jahannam is, take him, just make one round. That heat itself so much, he felt hot, thirsty, dry, water. See, dunya, everything was free, now nothing for free. You want half glass water, 250 years of ibadat. It costs half glass water. He said, okay, take my 250 years of ibadat and give me half. Then half, now he's continue further. Now another one he needs. So another 250 years ibadat gone. Now what's left by you? Allah said, no. So Allah, sorry. And they estimated your power and your greatness and your favors. He said, okay, you finished now, nothing by you left. Now let me ask you the price of so much, so many tons and tons of gallons you drank in dunya. What about payment for that? Can't. Well, Allah Ta'ala speaks of, obviously, it's something Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, thinking of all those things made me old. He said, working hard today, working hard become old. Worry of dunya become old. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, worry of the Qiyamah. And the punishment of the people of the past, it mustn't happen to that my ummah go through the same punishment. Maybe obviously there is no punishment for him, but for the ummah. Allah's Nabi Sassam was for the Ummat, concerned for the Ummat. So these few ayahs are the first few ayahs of this surah, Surah Hud. Allah Ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra. Alif Lam Ra is a word like there are many words in the Quran Al-Kareem called Hurufi Muqatta'at. Hurufi Muqatta'at, it means meanings of these words only Allah Ta'ala is aware of, nobody else. Allah Ta'ala kept it like that. So nobody, everybody turn to Allah and everybody becomes a muhtaj of Allah Ta'ala, and everybody realize that power is mine. It's me, what I give understanding of, you'll get understanding. Your brain can't solve any problem. That's why till today nobody can bring the meanings of this, because Allah Ta'ala has kept it by him. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Quran is such a kitab. His ayats are firm. This is a kitab of Allah Ta'ala, the wise, aware of everything, what is happening in surroundings, what's happening in the world, is aware of everything. And one of the object of the Quran Al-Kareem is to give the people a message that ibadat is only for Allah, to nobody else besides Allah Ta'ala. And Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wa salam, and our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come to give the people a warning about azab of Allah if they don't bring iman, and give them the glad tidings of the rewards and the great status by Allah Ta'ala if they're accepting iman. One of the objects of the Quran Al-Kareem is that people must keep away from the sins, shirk and kufr. Ask Allah for forgiveness of the past wrongdoings. Bring iman, and now fully turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do good deeds, and continue with the iman and continue with the good deeds. Because of your iman and your continued good deeds, Allah will bless you with the happiness in life. This life is short life, few days, few years, few months, but you will enjoy it. You will spend this life happily. There will be peace of mind, peace of heart. And then you have to turn to Allah. You have to return to Allah. You have to go to Allah. When you die, then in the akhirat, Allah is aware of your deeds. It rewards you according to your deed. If you brought iman and did a good deed. But if you turn away from Allah, if you never live a life of iman, then a great danger of the azab of Allah. And you mustn't be mistaken of Allah's mercy and Allah's kindness. And Allah's giving you opportunity and chance and delaying azab. Sometime, like those days, sometimes we don't say it verbally, but our attitude sometimes, like kuffars, they said it openly, that so long you're telling us azab, azab, bring azab. They were not serious about azab itself, but they were mistaken by the mercy of Allah, that so long Allah is not punishing. Allah says, don't think I'm sleeping, I'm aware of what's happening. If I'm not punishing you soon, doesn't mean that I can't do it. I can do in a spur of moment, but I'm giving you opportunity. I'm giving you more rope to turn, come back to the way of life, come back to the right time, come back to the right life, right way of life, come back to the iman and amal salihah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never had power of punishing, it wouldn't be existing these azabs of Allah in the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Al-Kareem says, go look around you, go. Still places existing where Allah's azab came in the past. You find in the Palestine, Israel, and so many other places, like even the Khaybar and so on. Many places still the faults of those days still. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam time, passing one place, he ran, covered himself with the shawl, covered his face and run. This is the valley Allah's azab came in the past of the people of the past. It mustn't happen that it come to us. Quickly pass from here. So where there is a problem happened in the past, where the azabs came, it's not supposed to be a place of attraction. But now people, some people unaware, sometimes just arrogant, ignorant also sometimes, that people go visit those places. And the history, they're giving wrong history. They're not being told about Allah's azab came in the past. But we, as a people of others, those who don't have iman, they got nothing. So anybody say anything is gullible, they take it. But we got the iman, we got the full history behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching. These few ayats, one of the main command of Allah Ta'ala and a lesson for us, for the ummah, Allah Ta'ala says, turn to Allah. Make istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness for our sin. Continue asking Allah for forgiveness and continue trying to rectify your life. The true and sincere repentance is make firm intention not to get near to those sins which we have committed in the past. Just to say Toba, Toba and Astaghfirullah a few times, but in mind is after some time go do the same thing again, that is a making a mockery of Allah Ta'ala. That is a mazak of Allah Ta'ala's and underestimating Allah Ta'ala's power. Tawbah is a medicine. Asking Allah forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala wipes the sins. Like a person who is a son of a doctor. So he takes a knife and he wants to cut a certain part of his body. So what you're doing? You'll bleed, you'll get hurt, your vein will get cut. And you'll be in pain. No, my father is a doctor. Just look at the medicine. He has a pharmacy. He got a whole pharmacy. So he'll put a medicine for me to come right. The person with that kind is not called intelligent person. So tawbah is those medicines are used. If something happened, you need, then is used. Not that to create the need for it. Same way tawbah is. The sins, if we are true human being, we are insan, we are human being, we commit wrong, we make mistake. If that happens, then tawbah, istighfar for that. Doesn't mean now purposely continue, because if Allah giving tawfiq today, alhamdulillah, what guarantee we have that tomorrow we're going to get tawfiq of tawbah? No, sometime don't get tawfiq while the person committing sin goes away. Allah Ta'ala save us. Then where is the tawbah? Then no. Yes, we insan. We don't look down upon people who committing sin. We don't look down upon anybody. We not judge. Allah Ta'ala is a judge. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat. Allah Ta'ala helps the deen of Allah through the sinners and even through the non-believers. Allah helps the deen of Allah Ta'ala through the sinners and through the non-believers also. Allah is not in need of us. Lots of people get hidayat through the effort and a little good what the people do, although they're committing lots of sins. In the eyes of the people, they are great sinners. They are the mafias. They are the all the evil doers. But they also become the means of hidayat for some people. And then that somebody get hidayat through them, that those people's dua come back and work for these people and they get hidayat. سو استغفار، اور وہ استغفار سچ معصیت کو ہمارے استغفار پر ہنسی آتی ہے، اور وہ استغفار نہیں دن دے استغفار سچ وے بھی میک استغفار دیٹ اٹ ند نی ند استغفار ٹو میک تو اون اوور استغفار اٹ مینس وی ناٹ سنسیئر مینی اے ٹائم. سو اوبیسلی وی ہیو ٹو کیری آن ریمائنڈنگ اوور سیلف، ریمائنڈنگ ادرس، بٹ ڈونٹ لک ڈاؤن اپن ادرس، لک ڈاؤن اپن اوور سیلف. ادر پیپل ایون اف یو سی دیم کمیٹنگ رانگ کریٹ ایکسکیوز فار دیم. Yesterday I was talking to somebody. This person not coming to masjid, that one not coming to masjid. So see, don't bang on any individuals. To masjid or for any good work for that matter. Can be namaz, can be charity, can be anything. Do not have your attention to any specific individuals. It happened lots of time that people 5 times and suddenly they being taken away from the masjid, not even Juma they're coming. Even people of deen also, only Allah Ta'ala's help that you stay on deen and amal all the time, otherwise there's no guarantee. People don't come sometime, they have valid reason. In circumstances, the Sharia tells them, don't come masjid. For example, person got a sickness, you get, and years back we saw, a person with the whole face is full of big, big pimples. If the children will see, they will scream and they'll run away. But that's a sickness person has. Sometimes person has a sickness in the body throws out the odor that nobody can stand around. So people of this kind, Sharia tells them, even if you want to come to masjid, you don't come masjid. Sometimes person got a sickness that cannot be person, for example, very common now today that bladder problem. They have to carry the bag all the time. Now you don't expect the person to be with the bag in the masjid standing with you. Person that itself is a napak. So now that person is not coming for a reason. So we don't in our mind, we come to conclusion about specific individuals that no, see, is no good, not coming masjid. That one is no good. No. Our effort, our responsibility, make effort, not any specific individuals, but to the whole ummah, everyone. Result not in our hand. They're coming, alhamdulillah. They're not coming, alhamdulillah. But your effort don't go waste. Allah Ta'ala will make this, take that effort. It never worked there, it will go work on somebody else. Allah will bring them. Effort don't go waste. If those people who you met, even the gush, sometimes nobody listen to you, sometimes nobody sees you, sometimes nobody want to see you. It doesn't mean effort gone waste, no. Somewhere along the line, hidayat will go to somebody. Like a big pond, if you pour the water here in tons, you don't see effect here. But everywhere the level rise little bit. So hidayat spread everywhere. Allah don't show you, and we not bound to see, and we not responsible for the result. Result in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So istighfar. Istaghfiru rabbakum. And one of the benefit, lots of benefit of istighfar. Allah ta'ala will give you a rain. Allah will give you barakah in the sustenance. Allah Ta'ala will bless you with the children. Allah will bless you with the wealth. Plus Allah will bless you ni'mats of Jannah, rivers of Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala will bless you with a peaceful life, happy life. Even if you don't have much of the wealth, but you'll be happy in life. And one of the great, great benefit of istighfar is Allah Ta'ala will make you independent. Even if you are poor, you still be independent. Your eyes will not be on the creation. Will be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once the person have that, the person is king without crown. Person will not have worry about dunya, even if you don't have a dunya, even if you have problems in dunya, but will not be really sad about it. بیکاز گاٹ اے یقین بلڈ اپ ایوری تھنگ فرام اللہ، مائی اللہ وانٹس می ٹو بی دس وے، آئی ایم ہیپی. وَيُؤْتِكُ الَّذِي فَضَلٍ فَضَلَهُ، اللہ ول بلیس دا پیپل ود اے پیسفل لائف ان دنیا اینڈ آلسو جنت. ایوری ون ہو ڈز دا گڈ ڈیڈس ایکسیپٹڈ بائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ، دین اللہ تعالیٰ ول بلیس دس پیپل ود جنت. بٹ اف دا پیپل ٹرن اوے، اف دا پیپل سی ایوری تھنگ از گوئنگ ویل اینڈ فار ویری لانگ آئی ایم کنٹینیو ڈوئنگ رانگ اینڈ نتھنگ ہیپنس ٹو می، نو بڈی کین ٹچ می، دین اللہ تعالیٰ سے وین وی ڈیسائڈ ٹو کیچ اینی بڈی دیر از نو ون کین سیو دیم. دنیا آلسو اینڈ آخرت، دنیا میں ایک اسکیپ بٹ آخرت دیر از نو اسکیپ. آخرت از اے بگر اینڈ ایون دا ورس پنشمنٹ ان آخرت. میک دعا فور دا امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، دوز ہو پاسڈ اوے اللہ گیو دیم جنت الفردوس. Our relatives, no relatives, all the mu'mineen, mu'minat, muslimin and muslimat, all those who sick, Allah give them complete afiyat, shifaya kamila, ajla kamila, daima mustamira. Just today, got the message of brother Abdul Rashid Norat, he is not well, he got a heart attack yesterday. In the hospital also, make dua, Allah give them complete afiyat, shifaya, ajla kamila, daima mustamira. Whoever, wherever they are, people of Iman, throughout the world, nothing wrong making dua, nothing cost us to make dua. We continue making dua. And somebody, when we need dua, then Ummat will make dua for us. Allah Ta'ala give us dua. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا معبود إلا الله، لا مقصود إلا الله، لا مسجود إلا الله، لا مشهود إلا الله، لا إله 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 إن الله، لا إله إن الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا إله إن الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا خالق إلا الله، لا مالك إلا الله، لا رزاق إلا الله، لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله، لا إله 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 إن 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 الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى، اللهم اهد الإنس والجان، لا هادي إلا الله، لا إله 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 إن 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 الله محمد رسول الله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله، ولا كافي إلا الله، ولا غفار الذنوب إلا الله، ولا ستار العيوب إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، إن 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 الله، لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. هدى الله، الله كان هدى، الله، الله كان نور سأبنا سينا بن جئے تو سکا ہو کر جی، جئے تو سکا ہو کر جی، مرے تو سکا ہو کر مر، ہر دم اللہ کر، اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. صبح بي الله شام بي الله، صبح بي الله شام بي الله، چلتے پھرتے ہر دم اللہ، اللہ 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 الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملتم على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على قوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث واصلح لنا شأننا كله لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت، اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت، اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي غير الموت. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجعلنا نقبلك من جميع سخطك. اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم نسألك العافية دواما العافية الشكر العافية. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية المعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان وحسنك ورضا بالقضاء. اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم باقيتك باقية الوليد. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجانق بك من جميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيد الإسقام. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصرها نورها بركتها وداها ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وإن الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا